Now, the rest of the story. Did the Vikings reach the New World centuries before Columbus? Did the Vikings explore, or perhaps even settle, what they found? Well, history knows the answers to those questions. In the first place, let's get our terms straight. The word Viking simply means sea pirate. It applies to such adventurers from Norway and Sweden and Denmark. The Norwegians made the boldest westward move in the mid-9th century. After a considerable voyage, the first of those Norsemen from the prow of a dragon ship sighted land, land such as no Scandinavian had ever seen before. It was verdant, breathtaking, and ripe for seizure. The fleet of Viking vessels sailed into the mouth of a great river on that magnificent eastern coast. Coming ashore, the Norsemen built a ship's wall, then the first buildings of what was to become the first city in that new world. The natives, mostly peaceful, comparatively disorganized, were utterly astonished at the sight of these strange-looking invaders from nobody knew where, and yet such was the naivete of the natives that they were not alarmed, at least not at first. But then the Norsemen began sailing inland, through rivers and into great lakes and through more rivers. So shallow was the draft of those vessels that they could go almost anywhere that was wet. And they did. Incredulously, the simple natives watched as entire fleets of dragon ships probed deeper and deeper into their virgin homeland. Predictably, the Norsemen pushed their unwilling hosts aside or cruelly mistreated them. For this was the first colonization the land had ever seen. Not Spanish, not English, nor Norwegian. So proud were the Norsemen of that first coastal community that their Viking chief declared it a kingdom as well as a city, the kingdom of Ostmen, literally the kingdom of Eastmen. And then more colonists arrived from Norway, and soon that initial seaport became so populous that its walls could no longer contain its inhabitants. Those overflowing settled in the countryside nearby as their Viking brethren continued to explore the hinterland. Your first impression was a smattering of Norse influence upon the New World. To the contrary, they dominated the land. And for centuries, they dominated the land. They fortified towns, they established trading posts, they intermarried with natives, until the line that had divided the dark and the fair became blurred and eventually entirely erased. For the New World, the Norwegians colonized was not our American New World. Rather, it was an island that lay to the west, an island whose natives were a race of small, dark people called Celts. It was there that Norsemen poured into the Celtic melting pot from which the islanders of today emerged. Now you know how that nation's seaport was founded. Not by the Celts, but by the first Vikings who came ashore at the mouth of the Liffey River. Today they call that capital Dublin. And the island nation is called Ireland. Come now, Paul Harvey. Are you saying that the old sod was first colonized by the Vikings? By the Vikings. That is the rest of the story.